Okay, they really want to be in that demonstration, they want to be in that cause, and they believe in the cause. But they were unable to do so because they saw Ruto there, and they don't trust him.
What I want it to come very clearly...
Actually, two Rutos.
Yeah, what is very, very important, those two Rutos, are they Sudanese or Kenyans? For me, I think they are Kenyans. And nobody has a monopoly over the struggle of this country. I quite understand the two Rutos are from the previous regime, KANU. But I want anybody to stand up and say that they have never been KANU in this country. Even those who are questioning that. The issue here is to be objective and to stop being parochial in operating within tribal cocoons that has been negating us from becoming a respectable nation as we address and engage with our national matters. If the Rutos of yesterday, today are saying a new constitution is what Kenya wants, I want to wonder which Kenyan in their normal senses would not walk with them. And I want to repeat again and again that we cannot wish KANU away. We created KANU, we lived with the KANU, we dealt with the KANU, and we are moving on, and that's what I am saying. The agency of the social transformation is to appreciate where is the agency and targeting what. Today, the Rutos are agents of change. They want a new constitution. And the NARC government is a target of change because they are a stumbling block to the new constitution. They promised a new constitution in 100 days. They came and opened the National Constitutional Conference. The president is delegate number one. He swore that his government was not going to interfere with the constitution-making process. And on 15th March, his own cabinet minister, senior minister of constitutional and justice, called all the government ministers and anybody else, and I'm quoting him, anybody else who is supporting us, can we walk out? And they walked out, a government walking against its own people. A government has never been versus the republic. It is people who walk out of the government, but the government has never walked out of the people. So that is the conflict, and that's where the Rutos are important, because the truth and the reality of our nation is showing and demonstrating that the conspiracy that has continued to be there to keep us disempowered in terms of political consciousness is no longer working. The Rutos, I'm glad, have gone under baptism of fire to realize that you cannot short circuit patriotic spirit. And today, there are a good testimony that patriotic spirit shall always reign over unpatriotism. We see the spirit of Kimathi. We see the spirit of the gallant heroes and heroines of this country. We see that we cannot lose hope, because if the Rutos can walk with us in streets and experience the tear gas which they instructed yesterday, it means that Kenya has given birth to a new dispensation.
Excuse me, please. I think I have a question still on the constitution. There's the PSC has been existing, and I believe it's the driving force in the constitutional or the constituents of the Bomas and the constitutional crisis. Ruto himself has been elected as the new PSC, and the NARC government, reading on the yesterday's paper, the NARC government is trying to block his election. Do you think is it really right? Are they right in doing that?
That's why I'm saying you cannot stop the clock of this very historical moment in the Kenyan history. If going also with the papers, the NARC government could not be able to front a candidate to compete with Ruto for that chairmanship. The same paper says they identified members of NARC who could stand against Ruto withdrew. They withdrew because they know as Kenyans we are watching them. They withdrew because they know Kenyans are not going to relinquish the flag for the new constitution. They withdrew because at the moment we are not talking about yesterday, but we are learning from yesterday in order to act appropriately for today, for we have a future of a new Kenya, a united Kenya, a Kenya with diversity, but not as a weakness, but as a strength. So I can only weep or sympathize with the NARC government to wish history. It is never wished. You don't wish history. History is exactly what has happened. And what has happened, they have failed to buy a candidate to take on the PSC. And their fear is because perhaps Ruto has already taken a very strong position in defending the process of a people-driven constitution. And that's why I'm saying we are at a very critical stage. We are no longer at crossroad. We are only at a critical stage where our nation is just about to come out very clear that we are this nation with this orientation. Dalili ya mvua ni mawingu. Na dalili iliyopo ni kuwa Kenya tumekataa ukabila, tumekataa udhalimu na tumekutana pamoja na ndiposa tuwa tunaimba. Yote yawezekana bila Mwai. Juzi tuliimba, yote yawezekana bila Moi. Leo tunaimba, yote yawezekana bila Mwai. Kesho tutaimba, yote yawezekana, whoever comes to our obstacle, you shall be our enemy and we will deal with you appropriately.
I think second last question.
The last question maybe to you, back at the villages, not so many people know about the Katiba Watch because they say Katiba Watch is for Shikuku and Waho. So I don't know what you can tell the people back at the villages.
The issue here, the Katiba cannot be for one individual. And this is the misconception and the misunderstanding and misinformation that has been there. Because we have lived under a dictatorship where we were never able to understand the role and the power of the ordinary citizen. When we reached the climax of dictatorship and we were saying, Kanu juju ju zaidi, and one who were even calling the president Mutukufu, that he had even to remind us that he is not Mutukufu, because Mutukufu is only for God. That was the climax of the fallacy of wanting to package national matters and issues in personalities. And that is what is continuing to be destroyed. So that mirage of people just seeing issues in personality is what we must continue to engage and to overcome. And the constitution cannot be for Wahu and it cannot be for Shikuku. Wahu and Shikuku are taking their rightful role as Kenyans. And it's upon each and every Kenyan to take their rightful role. The greatest question is, do you want a new constitution? I hear like every Kenyan want a new constitution, because a new constitution is a manifestation of hope. We all want to be hopeful. So remove the images of the person and look at the values and ideals and demands and needs of the historical material time. it is the new constitution. And the new constitution will not talk for itself, will not manifest itself. It has to be expressed by us Kenyan. So the issue is here. Is Wahu and Shikuku expressing what Kenyans want?
What does the new constitution mean for women in particular?
The new constitution, and I think that's where women should be at the forefront, means everything. And it is victory for the women of this country. And I think the new constitution also sets a precedence for women's rights and women's power. Because the new constitution comes out very clearly in articulating affirmative action, and not affirmative action that is going to allow selection to back up the status quo. Affirmative action that is going to begin to build new institutions and structures that are going to be inclusive and are going to be accommodative and are going to reach out for what I call the so-called marginalized. Because it does not only give space and room for women, it also extends to others that have been marginalized. The youth, people of disability, people of localities that have been forgotten. And the greatest victory for this constitution and gain for women is the principle of subsidiarity, reflected and explained and articulated and put within a framework of devolution.
And finally, what would you say about those people who are saying that the members who form the Katiba Watch are just idle people out to cause chaos in the country?
I would say I sympathize with them, and I would also say that I cannot disown them, because as Kenyans we have been schooled to negate what it is ours, to abuse ourselves, and like I am saying, this process is a process to be able to overcome this. With the time, they shall realize that what we are talking about, the constitution, it is for all. And that's why I'm saying we go with our history. The Mau Mau were called the terrorists. We know very well they were not the terrorists. They were freedom fighters. Classic example of recent, we know Mwakenya were hooligans. They were tortured. They wanted to spoil the government. Money was poured to them. They were disgruntled. But today we are saying they were liberators in the second liberation. So equally, even today, what is stated about members of Katiba Watch or those people fighting for the constitution, with the time and with evidence and reality, very soon and not very far, will be the heroes and the heroines of this country. I want to put it on record that it is not in history of Kenya to respect our heroes and our heroines. We already have a big problem, and that's why the new constitution was very clear in coming out very clearly to state in the preamble that we acknowledge and appreciate the heroic concern and contributions of our heroes have done. And within the constitution, a particular day, 20th of October, has identified as Mashujaa Day. So we are waking up. But before we wake up and rise and shine, the decadency has also to be thrown out. And I think this is the process that we are going through.